the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Oh boy, family drama for Jacob. Welcome to FML. What's up, dude?
My brother's wedding may be the breaking point of our family.
Oh, damn. Jacob, you wrote, says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. My brother's getting married in less than a month, and there's major drama over the guest list. My mom is disappointed in my brother for not inviting some of her friends to the wedding, even though they already have a full guest list. How can I convince her that it's not up to her because it's not about her? Who's paying for the wedding?
Mostly them by themselves. They have, like my parents have pitched in a little bit of money to help just like for the honeymoon, not for the wedding specifically.
Well, okay. That's all part of it though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How much did your parents kick in?
I think 3,000.
How many people are invited to the wedding? Total.
Only 80.
How many plus ones did your mom get?
I don't think any.
None.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah. This is a classic situation with all weddings. So your ma has like none of her friends. I mean, I assume there's going to be families. We were part of the 80. Definitely.
We don't have many family members on our side.
Okay.
So it's all friends.
Mainly friends. So is there like zero room whatsoever for your ma to have like a couple of her friends?
Okay, a little bit of backstory. She called my brother just this past weekend asking why these specific friends weren't invited, because they apparently called her asking like, hey, am I invited? She couldn't answer and she called Justin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said, no, we have a full guest list.
Yeah.
However, they actually were originally on the list because these friends are our family friends.
Mm-hmm.
They were a big part of our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
They basically raised us alongside our parents. Mm-hmm. However, my brother hasn't talked to these people in 10 plus years, so they're not as big a part of his life as they would be for like myself, since I've actually talked to them more.
How many are we talking about?
If we're only inviting the parents of the family, it would have been four people, so one couple and one couple.
Okay.
But if we're also inviting their kids, which are our old friends, it would have bumped it up to like 20 people.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you just got to invite the four.
Like how many, when your mom is pissed that she doesn't have her friends there, like how many people extra is your mom asking to bring?
Just the four.
Four.
Yeah. I think that there are four names on that list that your brother could look at that he could probably bump.
And your mom kicked in $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom should be allowed to bring four people.
But that's the thing. He actually did say that they were originally on the list, but compared to some of his other friends and some of his fiance's friends, like they just weren't.
Bro, it doesn't matter who was originally on the list. I could have been originally on the list.
He would have declined, by the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have RSVP'd. Also, I cannot believe so many people still want to go to weddings. It's crazy to me.
Here's where the majority of the drama is taking place, because that part isn't super.
Okay. Get to the meat.
My mom went over to her sister's for the weekend, yeah. And when she called, she was there. When she called back, my sister has a way of egging my mom on like no one else. She started screaming at my brother for not inviting these people.
Okay.
She was like, I am so disappointed in you. You're a piece of ass.
Okay.
Like, you're kicking my brother a piece of ass for not inviting these people.
So much drama.
Okay.
I think you got to say to your brother, you have to invite these people.
Again, I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
He actually did end up basically pity in inviting them, because what he didn't think of was we have a few cousins who who wouldn't be able to make it. So they RSVP'd no. So they actually did have spots available. And
so, Jacob, what the hell? Why are you wasting our time?
Why are you here?
Is this sorted?
Yeah, because now it's a pity invite, and I just don't know what to do about my mom, because she's still pissed at us, even though we did exactly what she wanted.
Okay, bro. We just talked for 5 minutes about how to get these people into the wedding. Why didn't you just stop us and say, no, they're coming. It's a problem with my mom now. We just tried to work out logistics of, like, firing 8 people from a guest list and bringing in, like, we just went through all that. And you already did that.
Jacob, I don't know what to do about your mom, but guess what? We fixed the guest list.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah. Our job is done. Tell your brother we said congrats.
All right.
Later.
All right.
Bye.
Come on, man. What the hell?
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Arjun, how are you, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Why are you here on FML?
To work or not to work?
To work or not to work. Arjun, you wrote it, says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm going to university in September, and I'm not sure if I should get a job in September because I'm worried about the workload and balancing school and work and having a social life. My program is notoriously hard and work heavy. I'm not sure what I should do. If you could give me some advice.
How old are you, man?
I am 18.
And what is the program that you are going into?
I'm going to Western Medical Science.
Oh, nice. Damn. Okay. And do you need to work?
That's the thing. I'm not sure because I have enough savings to get me through my first semester. Plus, I have OSAP. But the second semester, I'd have to go to a student loan from the bank, which I have to pay interest monthly on.
Hey, let me, I'm so out of the loop with all this stuff, because I never really went through it. And when you don't have friends that are going off to college anymore, you don't even know how much stuff costs. Like, what is it? What does it cost to go to a school like that and take a program like that? Like, what's the tuition these days?
For this year, the yearly tuition is $12,000. And then my living expenses and everything else is another, I think, 16 or 14. The total ends up coming to like 28,000. So it's a lot of money.
So you budgeted for all of that already?
Yeah, to an extent. Like about, I have 10,000 a year saved from like my parents put money into an RESP and I have out of that. And I have $12,000 OSAP. Yeah. But other than that, I have to get loans from the bank, which I'd have to pay interest on while I'm still in school.
Gotcha.
And how are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's the question.
You gotta work, right?
My mom was probably exactly, but my mom also said that she would pay that. But the problem is that I'm more worried about my expenses while I'm still there I don't want to have her sending me money every month because I have two other siblings and they're expensive enough as is. So we'll see.
I think that it comes down to whether you need to work or not. I think that should dictate it. Like you'll sort of get in there and realize what your budget's like and how much extra things are going to cost you. Or maybe you'll be shocked and it'll be the other way. Maybe you're going to get in there and you realize that you can manage and what's best for you in the investment, which is the amount of money that you're paying to go to school there, is to give it 100% of your attention. But I don't think that you should be thinking about working if you actually can't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because I'm privileged enough to have like be in a really stable home, have decent my parents making decent money.
Sure.
And the people around me, like my friends, their parents are paying for all the stuff straight out. I'm not in that position, but so I'm kind of out of perspective on knowing what to do. I did have a job this summer. I worked all summer. I worked for a full year, even when I was in school. It's just now I just quit my job so I could go to university now, and I'm like kind of lost.
Are your parents telling you or encouraging you to get a job as well?
My dad is, and my mom said, don't worry about it and we'll figure it out somehow. And saying that maybe wait till like October and then see, but I don't know.
You would not be the first university student who's got to take a job on the side and manage everything, right? That's just life for so many students.
To be smart about your money, right?
Yeah, it's like it's not unusual, and it's not like it's never been done before. Like, that's people do it all the time. Uh-huh. And
Is there time in your day? Have you factored that in? Is there time in your day to be able to work a shift at wherever and still have time to concentrate on your school?
Yeah, I could actually, like, I have some connections to get jobs there already.
Yeah.
And I already left some slots open throughout my entire week, my schedule I made, for me to work. But the problem is that it's just the people I've spoken to who are in this program, they've all told me, like, it's super hard. It's super work heavy. Like, you're going to be so busy. Like, some of my days, I'm at school for, like, 9 hours. Mm-hmm. The entire day. Like, I start at 9 a.m. and I finish at 9 p.m., but I have, like, a couple hours gap.
And then what about weekends?
Weekends, that's a good thing. Weekends, I don't work, but also my because I'm going to be living in London, like, my parents are going to want me to come visit, and it's just...
Okay, well, you got to figure this out, because your parents can't come down to visit every weekend if you got to work, and especially if they're putting pressure on you to work. Like, you can't try and you can't do all the things, right?
That's exactly where I'm at.
Like,
right?
So I think that you need to figure out what you can physically do without jeopardizing what the biggest investment is, which is the education. Okay, so if you need to work, that's fine. But you also got to have a conversation with your parents to be like, you guys can't come down here every weekend, because the situation is I got to work and I got to study and I got all these things going on. I can't mm-hmm. do everything. And what with the expectations that I'm feeling right now is that I need to do everything and I just can't. I'm telling you right now, everything will fall apart and go to hell if I'm expected to do it all.
I don't think my mom is pushing too hard. It's more my dad would be pushing.
Okay,
then
have the conversation with your dad then.
Yeah, my dad's not the easiest person to talk to.
So I think that what this comes down to is that it's not even about money or a part-time job. It's what most of these FML conversations eventually steer, and that is you got to have a difficult conversation with a parent.
All right. That's actually true. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Most times, most FMLs end with, you got to have a difficult conversation with somebody. That fixes the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, dude.
Welcome to adulthood, man.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be the first convo that you have like this, bro.
All right.
All right, dog.
All right, thank you.
All right. All the best, man.
Later. Are you guys going to ask me the question?
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Got to go with Mocha, my brown boy. Let's
hey. Hey. Love you, dog. Take care, man.
I'll see you. All right, bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Stephanie, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Kind of tired.
Are you?
Really?
Are you, though? Why are you here? Let everyone know.
I'm just wondering, how do I navigate difficult family dynamics?
Oh, damn. Hey, you were this. Roz and Mocha fixed my life. Ever since I was little, my parents have been very tough with me. They've said some pretty awful things in the past that have caused me lingering trauma. Now that I'm an adult, my parents deny ever doing anything wrong and say I'm making it up. For the most part, we have good times now, but I can't help but hold on to things of the past. And even now, some of those things, they do bring me back to those awful feelings. Anytime I bring it up, they dismiss me. Do I just ignore it and move past it? Or do I keep trying to get us to deal with it as a family?
Stephanie, just so we can get a better understanding of what's going on and what they say, can you give us, or are you comfortable with giving us an example of a situation or a conversation?
Right. They're saying that like one time I was called stupid, kind of a dumb idiot, or I don't know what's going on, or something's wrong with me, or why do I do the things that I do, or, you know, I don't belong in the family, or like I'm the, yeah, like just make me feel really different. And
when did that stop?
When I moved out for university, so around 18, and then I never went. I never moved back home. I moved in with other families.
And then so when you have conversations with your parents and you bring up stuff, not that they said when you were little, but when you bring up stuff that they said to you when you were like 17, you know, a young adult who has full memory of situations, when you bring up stuff that they said, they deny it, or do they sort of tell you that maybe you misread it, or how do they deal with that?
It's a little bit of both. So like the things about saying that like I'm dumb or an idiot, that continued into young adulthood. Because there's a brief period where we all lived together, like six or seven of us.
Give me an example of something you did or what the situation was where they would then call you an idiot.
Well, at one point, my whole family was living together. So there's like six or seven of us grandparents involved. And we were fighting over use of the bathroom or something like that.
Yeah.
And I like got the schedule mixed up or something. Sorry, it was a little while ago, but something that wasn't that major. It's just, oh, sorry, like, we can switch out kind of things. We only have one bathroom for seven people. And my mom's like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're an idiot. How come you can't get something so simple right?
Yeah.
You know? So something to me that seemed kind of simple and just like, you just, oh, I'm so sorry, we're all getting ready for work or school. Okay, I'll switch out. It's not a big deal, right?
Like, and do you have siblings, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do your siblings get treated the same way?
Not at all. My sister's about 6 years younger, and she has like a learning disability, so she has some issues with like problem solving and anxiety. So my parents have, I don't want to say babied her, because I know it's something that needs to be dealt with. It's just, you know, they just kind of make excuses for her, saying, oh, she has this. So you don't know what happens when we're not, you're not around.
So I will say that I it sounds to me that maybe your parents don't, so they aren't so much in denial of the way that they used to talk to you. They probably don't even really recall, because in a situation like that, where there's a, you know, a fight with the bathroom and a schedule and it all gets screwed up and there's, you know, nine people living in a house and somebody gets called an idiot for not following the schedule, that may affect you, right? You may hear those words and hear your mom looking at you and calling you an idiot for that. In that moment, she probably doesn't even realize what she did.
Right.
So I think that the conversations that you're having with them are trying to get them to admit that they did and said things to you, to then sort of justify this lingering feelings that you have now going, you know, in your life as an adult, and they're not giving that to you. But it's not because they're ignoring it. They probably just don't agree with you because they don't recall it. Because all of this stuff, the way that they talk, it seems very normal to them. And nothing was said that was out of the ordinary, because they say it to you and they also say it to each other. Right.
And that, they probably had it said to them by your grandparents when they were growing up, right?
Like that was just the house you grew up in. It just affected you differently than it does other people, which is completely fine as well.
Stephanie, I think that, I don't know, the approach might be to have a conversation with them and just say, hey, here's what you said. Here's how it makes me feel.
What are you looking for? An apology?
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's kind of exactly.
Like, how does this end? What's the best way that this ends for you?
I guess I'll never get what I need, because it would be sort of like either an acknowledgement or an apology, which I like.
It doesn't sound like it's going to go that way.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I think that, you know, if you want to have a conversation, you can say, hey, listen, I don't expect you guys to remember, because this is how you are. But not everybody receives it the same way as you guys do. And when you say it to each other, it's fine. You can go back to living a life and it means nothing. But when I was a kid, you'd say that stuff to me, really messed me up. And I know you probably don't remember, because that's your life and that's just the way you communicate. But the way you communicate with me when I was a kid really screwed me up a little bit. And I just want to let you know that. And I'm not looking for an apology. I'm not looking to sort of, you know, rewind time, but how you talk to people, you know, matters. And I think that you guys were a little cavalier with the way you talked to me when I was a kid. And I just need you to know that.
Right. I think that's probably the best option, because just like you said, to them, it's normal. Like, that's how they talk to each other. So for them, like you said, it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas for me, you know, I don't appreciate it. But I think, I just need to maybe even just to get it off my chest so they know.
You also need to be fully prepared for, after you say that from the heart, staring in their faces, that one of them may look at you and go, oh, God, don't be so stupid.
It's happened before. Okay. I tried it like years ago.
All right. So you're prepped. You're prepped.
You just need to
change the approach. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I appreciate that. That makes sense.
All the best, Stephanie. Thanks for reaching out.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Julia, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how's it going?
We're doing good. You're on FML today. Welcome to the show. Why are you here?
Thank you. Should I finish what I started?
Oh, damn. Julia, you wrote it, says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. Should I finish a graduate degree that I no longer want to pursue, even though I've done all the coursework and just need to do my thesis and placement hours, but it drives me crazy even thinking of spending any more effort into it? Or do I bite the bullet and just finish it so it wasn't a waste of time or money?
How many years have you invested so far?
So I started in 2021.
Okay.
Okay.
So why do you not want to, like, it's just not, you're not passionate about it anymore?
No, like, I had a really bad experience with the school and, like, just with how the program was run. And that put a really bad taste in my mouth, especially when it came to placements, because I was kicked out of four without, like, anyone letting me know why, what happened, no warning. They were just like, don't show up tomorrow. And I was like, okay. And
what is it that you want to do? What is it that you're studying for?
Art therapy.
Art therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that? Girl, you made a mistake 4 years ago.
what's art
Who therapy? Let you pay money to go and do art therapy?
Well, I don't know. I did pay out of pocket.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't.
What do you do? Like, who are you teaching with art therapy? Like, give us a situation.
So art psychotherapy really does surround the idea of how when you do creative projects, you access a part of your brain that you don't access otherwise.
Okay, I'm all on board now. I take it all back. I apologize.
Go to business school.
Listen, I fly off the handle about things.
Okay.
So I fear that when you're young, you pay too much attention to the process, right? And people allow the process to sort of change their ultimate goal or what their vision is or what they feel that they can contribute to something. And it sounds like you had a terrible experience with the process of school. You've let that sort of take away what you feel you can contribute when all of that is done. Because believe me, when you're a couple of years into the workforce and you're doing this and you're really making a difference and you're working with people who need the help and you're given the help, you will not remember that process of school anymore.
Mm-hmm. Work this out now. You quit today.
Mm-hmm.
You go and do what?
I started a pet care service.
Explain a day in what you're doing right now.
So I work as a dog trainer, and then on the side, I do dog walking. I do pet sitting for all kinds of pets, like in home, so that the pets don't have to leave their home.
Okay.
I've never been happier.
Is this going to be a sustainable business, though? A sustainable life for you? Like, you're going to be able to make money and be able to, like, I don't know what your situation is right now, if you're living with your folks or if you're solo. If you're married, like anything like that, but like, is this going to be enough for you to survive?
That's the thing. I don't know.
What's the plan for your business? What's the plan for your business?
Uh-huh.
You got a business plan?
The question. No, not really. I guess.
How old are you?
Okay. I'm 29.
Okay, you're way too old to be in this situation. First of all.
Yeah.
Okay, you need a business plan, and so if you want to run a business, and people make a lot of money walking dogs, and taking care of animals, especially in a city. It's crazy how much money you can make, but you can't just do like, hey, this is what I do. Word of mouth, couple clients. Maybe I get by, maybe I don't. I have good weeks, I have bad weeks. You're going to run a business. You got to know how to run a business. You got to get a business plan. You got to have a scalable like goal of how to grow your business. You can't, you can't sustain at 29 doing the, you know, hey, I walk dogs now.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's just, it's not a thing.
Are you going to be able to get a job? Let's say you stick the route of graduate school, right? And you do your thesis and all that stuff. Are you going to be able to land a gig almost right away?
No, because I would have to go through further certification that, again, I don't want to do.
Okay.
Like, I want nothing to do with this anymore.
You don't want to help people with that, with art therapy anymore? You're done with it? You got a taste, you sort of feel like you regretted a decision you made years ago and it sucked up a lot of your life so far?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't really regret it because it led me to like what I actually want to do, which is work with animals and work with pet parents that want to build their relationships with their animals.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've had thoughts about how I would love to combine art therapy with dog training and how that can help pet parents.
Business plan, girl.
The first of all, it's a wild business idea, right?
You could be the first.
But yes, exactly. And that's all of these crazy wild ideas start with somebody who's got one wild idea. But nobody is going to take you as seriously as you take yourself if you don't have a business plan. Okay, so I would say if running a business is your thing, you already got the psychology stuff down and teaching dogs to finger paint and all this other stuff, right? You can do that. What you need to do is take some business courses.
Okay.
Right. All right. When I say close to the beginning, business school.
Yeah, business.
All right?
Yeah.
Hope we steered you in the right direction there.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right. The best, Julia. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.